It is on the book of Psalms. So let's turn to Psalm 81, please. Psalm 81. And let's read verses 1 and 2. These verses pretty much summarize the book. Psalm 81, verses 1 and 2. You can follow along with your outline within your newsletter, and I trust this will be a blessing to each of us as we are reminded of the great benefit of reading through the Psalms regularly. Psalm 81, verses 1 and 2. The Bible reads, "Sing aloud unto God our strength. Make a joyful noise unto the God of Jacob. Take a psalm and bring hither the timbrel, the pleasant harp with the psaltery." Let's bow for prayer. O God in heaven, we ask now that you would teach us from your precious word. Lord God, help us to have an understanding of this wonderful, inspired book that you've provided for us for our edification and worship. In the name of Jesus Christ, we do pray. Amen. The book of Psalms. If you go back to chapter 1, verse number 1, I'd like for you to note the very first word. The first word in this book of 150 chapters is the word blessed. Blessed is the man. The word blessed means to be happy. The person who will meditate on the Psalms will be blessed, happy, as they live in accord with the precious Word of God. Verse 2 teaches us, "But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night." So the person who will meditate on the Psalms will be blessed, will be happy, as they live in accord with the precious Word of God. What does the word psalm mean? It means praise song. If you go back to Psalm 81, please, it pretty much defines the word psalm. It means praise song. So the psalms are the words of the song sung in worship to the Lord. Note here in verse 1, "Sing aloud unto God our strength, make a joyful noise unto the God of Jacob." Note the next verse, "Take a psalm, a praise song, and bring hither the timbrels." So note the instruments, the pleasant harp with the psaltery. So they are the words to the song sung in worship to the Lord, the Psalms, praise song. And this collection of songs, the Psalms, there's 150 of them, was the inspired prayer and praise book for Israel in their worship. Our Lord Jesus made reference to the Psalms in Luke 24:44. He authenticated the Psalms. He made reference to the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms in reference to himself. And also we find in Acts 1:20 a reference to the Psalms. The New Testament believers used the Psalms in their worship services. And the Jews still used the Psalms in their synagogues as a part of their worship. The Psalms have their original setting in the realm of human experience. The Psalms are very personal. They are praise songs, the words to songs sung in worship, and they're very personal. They reveal the real feelings and expressions of the writer's heart. So therefore, we would say the book of Psalms is experimental in its content. In other words, as the Bible student reads and meditates in the Psalms, he will cultivate a spirit of worship within his soul as he identifies with the heart cries of each of the writers. So the main overall theme of the book of Psalms is that we can personally, between us and our God, or corporately, collectively, as brothers and sisters in Christ, worship our God in praise, in thanksgiving, in prayer, in and through the precious Word of God. Note there in Psalm 29, please. Psalm 29. So Psalm 81, verses 1 and 2, pretty much give a definition of the purpose of the book. They are words to song, sung, and played to instruments in worship to God. But note here in Psalm 29, verse number 2, gives us the heart of the issue, this issue of worship. Note here in Psalm 29, verse 2, give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. So note that little phrase, worship the Lord. The Psalms were to aid worship in the beauty of his holiness. It's a beautiful thing to consider the holiness of God. And God calls us to be a holy people. We can cultivate holiness in our lives by worshiping him and worshiping him in spirit and in truth. The Lord Jesus is throughout the Psalms. But I think we can pretty much sum up our Lord Jesus portrayed within this book here in Psalm 23. Psalm 23, where we find the shepherd who cares for his sheep. And note what King David said there in verse number 1. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. So as you read through the Psalms, you'll find that they are very personal and remind us of the fact that our God, our Lord Jesus, is our shepherd, and we are sheep of his fold, and he promises to take care of us. Let's take a few moments and note the structure of these chapters within the book of Psalms. There are 150 chapters within the book of Psalms. The 150 Psalms were divided into five sections from the time of Ezra. The five books of the law from Genesis to Deuteronomy, given by Moses, are a counterpart to these. And within these five sections, we have the theme of worship. For example, the first section referred to chapters 1 to 41. Note there in chapter 41, verse number 13, which gives us a summary of this first section. So the 150 Psalms were divided into five sections from the time of Ezra. And we see in this first section, which contains 41 Psalms, summed up in chapter 41, verse number 13, which reads, "Blessed be the Lord God of Israel from everlasting and to everlasting. Amen and amen." So within these first 41 chapters, we have the theme of adoration, adoring worship, that as we read through the Psalms, they will enable us to adore, to to grow in our love for our God as we note his person and as we note his workings. The next 31 chapters, from chapters 42 to 72, are pretty much summed up in chapter 72, verse number 18 and 19. Chapter 72, verses 18 and 19. So the first book, or the first division, that was collated from the time of Ezra, encourages us to be mindful that we are to adore our God in our worship. But note here, in chapter 72, verse number 18, another element of worship, not only adoration, but wonder. Note here in verse 18, "Blessed be the Lord God, the God of Israel, who only doeth wondrous things." Our God is awesome. Our God is great. And the emphasis within these chapters, chapters 42 to 72, is the fact that we serve a God who is great, a God who is wonderful, a God who is awesome. The word awesome is a sacred word. People use it today very flippantly. But biblically, this word awesome is in reference to God. So to say awesome should be in reference to God, because only God is awesome. So we worship him because he is an awesome God. We worship our God because he is a God that is worth our adoration. And then book number 3 contains 17 psalms, and this takes us from Psalm 73 to 89. Go to chapter 89, note there in verse number 52. Adoring worship, chapters 1 to 41. Wondrous worship, chapters 42 to 72. And note here in chapter 89, verse number 52, "Blessed be the Lord for evermore." That's the key word there. So chapter 73 to 89 encourage us to worship God constantly, continually, ceaseless worship. Note the word "for," note the word "evermore." Constantly, continually, we are to adore our God in our worship. We are to be mindful of his greatness, that he is wondrous, he is awesome, and we are to worship him without ceasing. The Bible calls us to pray without ceasing, and we are to worship God constantly forevermore. And as we worship him, we need to make sure that we maintain a right spirit. And that's the essence of book 4, the fourth division, or the fourth section within the Psalms, that take us from chapter 90 to chapter 106. Turn to 106, please. Psalm 106. And note there in verse 48, Psalm 106, verse 48, the Bible reads, "Blessed be the Lord God of Israel from everlasting to everlasting. Let all the people say, Amen." The key word is say. Yes, amen. That is true. Praise ye the Lord. So we see the emphasis within this section, within this next 17 Psalms, from chapters 90 to 106, a spirit of submission. Let all the people say, Amen. That's true. I agree. So as we worship our God, we need to adore Him. We need to be mindful of His greatness, that He is awesome, He is wondrous. We need to worship Him without ceasing, and we need to maintain a submissive spirit. I've often said, as you read the Psalms, it will keep your heart soft towards God. And I really believe that is true. Let all the people say, Amen. And with agreement comes submission. Then book 5, or the last section within the Psalms, take us from chapter 107, and yes, you guessed it, 150, the final chapter. So let's turn to the final chapter, chapter 150, and note verse number 6, please. Psalm 150, verse number 6. The Bible reads, "Let everything that have breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord." Note the little phrase then, verse 6. Let everything that hath breath. Every living thing is to do what? Praise ye the Lord. Perfected worship. Let everything that have life, let everything that have breath praise the Lord. So the idea of perfected worship, everything is to praise God. Everything within your life, everything within my life, my thoughts, my words, my actions should bring praise to our God. Let everything that have breath praise the Lord, praise ye the Lord. So the 150 Psalms are divided into 5 main sections. And this took place from the time of Ezra. And each of these sections note an element of worship, that the Psalms enable us to worship our God. Adoring worship. Wondrous worship. Ceaseless worship. Submissive worship. And perfected worship. Let everything that have breath praise the Lord. So I'd like to encourage you, church family, to value the importance of the Psalms. The Proverbs will impart wisdom. The Psalms will keep your heart soft towards Him. Let me encourage you to read at least a psalm a day. I try to read at least 2 psalms every day. And it helps me to worship my God. It helps me to keep my heart soft. And it keeps me in a context of praise and thanksgiving, because this is what this whole book is about, that God's people were given words that could be sung to godly music in worship to their God. So the Psalms are the expressions of human experience written through divine inspiration. And as we meditate in the Psalms, they will help us to worship our Lord in spirit and in truth. We are called upon to worship. And if you are sincere about wanting to worship God wholeheartedly, then don't neglect the Psalms. Let me encourage you to meditate in the Psalms daily. They will enable you and I to worship Him in spirit and in truth. There's a lot to the Psalms. And Lord willing, on Sunday night, we're going to look at some of the main topics within this book. There are 150 chapters, and there are some main topics, and I trust that might help us to value and appreciate this wonderful book that God has given to us. And it's by no coincidence that the Psalms are in the middle of your Bible. If you open up your Bible in the middle, you'll find the Psalms. That is, if you do so correctly. And may that illustrate for you and I the importance of reading the Psalms and reading them daily, that we might be softened in heart, prepared in heart to worship our God in spirit and in truth. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for your precious word. Thank you for this wonderful book. I pray that you will help us to value the Psalms. Help us to value the importance of worshiping you in spirit and in truth. In the name of Jesus Christ, we ask and pray. Amen.